In just a few days, football will be returning here to Heinz Field, and there is so much for our fans to look forward to this upcoming season. Steelers communications coordinator Bert Loudon took us on a tour to show us what's new at Heinz Field.
As you can see here, the field is ready to go for Saturday's preseason opener. We will resod the middle of the field midway through the season and after the Whitfield Championship games. Just a couple different highlights that we've had in the past. The steel line drum line used to be in the southwest end zone. It is now going to be down the field. Steel line drum line came in last year. As you can see, the new scoreboard. Great sight line for everyone. For anybody that's in the south end zone, they don't have to turn around and look at the larger scoreboard. We are retiring Joe Green's number 75. The final plans have not been in place, but there will be some sort of recognition in this area for both Ernie Staudner, who we retired his in 1964, his number 70, and Joe Green. But at this point in time, the plans are not finalized. We now are going to have free Wi-Fi available to our fans in the FedEx Great Hall and also the West Concourse. So that is new this year. The clubs and suites have had them in years past, but this year we are going to do a soft launch during the preseason games, and it'll be ready to go fully during the first regular season game against the Browns. And this is our Bud Light deck. It will be ready to go by Saturday's game. It'll include a bar area. There are 150 fans allowed in here. It's with our new five-year partnership with Anheuser-Busch. This is new for this year. There will be food and beverage available. It is open 2 hours prior to kickoff, the same as the stadium, and after the game it closes when the stadium closes. The 150 fans that are allowed in here are through contests, promotions, Bud Light retail activations, those sort of things.
We got a couple new items that we are putting on our sweet menu this year. Couple fun items. And then we got, we're calling it the AFC North Mini Sampler. Steeler Dog, Baltimore Dog, and we got the Cincinnati Dog. I'm coming up with some new concepts, different flavors, different things to do up on this level. Naturally, we got our one named after our Hall of Fame coach, the Emperor. Also offering fresh carved turkey at one of our carvery stands. This is in-house smoked. We smoke it day of the game. We brine it for 3-4 days in a little maple brine sugar brine. Rub it with our spicy Cajun seasoning. Smoke it. Serve it with a Creole sauce on a fresh brioche bun. So I think these are some fun items, some new items, and just to get people eye appeal. When they're walking away with it, they can say, well, that really looks good. So that's what we're looking for this year.
And just a reminder that the NFL bag policy is still in effect here at Heinz Field. We can't wait to see you this season. For Steelers.com, I'm Missy Matthews.